there's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT. And this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open
I'm starting off tonight's show with two songs from a compilation album from 1980 called Gay and Straight Together. The collection was produced by Jenny Clemons and was first released on a very small Chicago label called Open Door Records. The album was quickly picked up by Folkways, which also released it that year. Some of the other artists on the compilation are Charlie Murphy and Malvina Reynolds. Starting off is Kristen Lems singing How Nice, followed by Paula Wolowitz with Surprise.
A tender, untried feeling is growing in his heart when he sees his lover's glances. How nice! She finds him quite appealing, but holds herself apart, still prefers not to take chances. He finds her name in poetry, she finds him on TV. They cast themselves as famous lovers back through history. But if both of them were women, or if both of them were men, who would be their famous lovers then? How nice! They're starting to go steady. He calls her every day, and they're going out together. How nice! Their parents think they're ready. It would happen anyway. You can't hold them back forever. He's proud of her intelligence. She's proud of his physique. They're proud to be in public at the prom, they're cheek to cheek. But if both of them were women, or if both of them were men, where could they dance together then? They're feeling so romantic, they're kissing on the street. They see no one but each other. How nice! No reason to get frantic, it's really pure and sweet. They look like sister and brother. They stand in lines for movies and they hold each other tight. Go out with other couples, hand in hand under the lights. But if both of them were women, or if both of them were men, where could they show affection then? How nice! They're going to be married. Their families were so worried that there wouldn't be a wedding. How nice! Tradition. coffins have been carried. Now the family's in a flurry. Oh, it's such a happy ending. With rings and vows and showers, they will certify their love. With presents from the relatives and blessings from above. But if both of them were women, or if both of them were men, who would congratulate them back? Then you're single, s'pose so. At least that's what it's called, I understand. Oh, I'll bet, wink, wink, that you're living with your boyfriend. Well, I got an open mind. Well, no, in fact, my roommate is a very good woman friend of mine. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, and goodness, here I am again, dodging all the questions while staying on my toes. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, explaining why there is no man in my life. I'm a loner, I suppose. When actually I've been living my life with the person of my dreams. And though I should keep it under my hat, there are times when I want to scream. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, and goodness, here I am again, dodging all the questions while staying on my toes. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, explaining why there is no man in my life. I'm a loner, I suppose. I'm looking forward to the day when I can say, surprise, I'm gay, and the people at work will smile and say, that's nice, where are we going to lunch today? Surprise, I'm a lesbian, being only as I am, as I've chosen to be. A woman, loving woman, standing up against the lies and sharing her delightful surprise. Oh, I'm looking forward to the day when I can say, surprise, I'm gay, and the people at work will smile and say, that's great, let's go out and celebrate. Surprise, I'm a lesbian, being only as I am, being as I've chosen to be. A woman, loving woman, standing up against the lies and sharing her delightful surprise.
Kristen Lims also released the song How Nice on her own album in 1980 called In the Outdoor, and Paula Wolowitz included Surprise on a cassette called Last Night at School Street in 1990. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. So I've set up a special web page just for this show. It's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. And I'll repeat this address in a few minutes. Next up, we're going back to the San Francisco of around 1960 to the world of Jose Saria. You've probably never heard of Saria, but he was one of the main drag queen activists of that time. In the late 40s, he started doing drag shows at a club called the Black Cat, one of the most famous gay bars of that era. His signature piece was a tune with which he would nightly close the bar via a sing-along with the bar's patrons. Together they would sing, God Save Us, Nelly Queens. If you've seen the 1978 documentary, Word Is Out, you may recall one of the men named George telling about the singing of that song and how it became a song of pride against the police harassment and oppression of that time. From the film, here is George's memory of it, followed by Jose leading a group singing that song, taken from the 1985 documentary, Before Stonewall.
It was the beginning of my awareness that I was not only a gay person, but that I should come out of my person and be, in a broader sense, aware of other gay people and their rights, too. Because Jose would say, let's unite, you know. We must realize that the Vice Squad is here, that they used to, at that time, they used to park their the vice squad in the 50s used to park their police cars outside of gay bars. There were only two or three gay bars in town at that time. And they used to take down the names of people when they entered. They used to come in and stand around and just generally intimidate people and make people feel that they were less than human. And it was a frightening period. So I'm very stirred by this because at that time, there was nowhere to go for your freedom. And you were very much aware that there was no freedom, that your freedom was in the gay bar. But when you got out on the streets, you had to be Mr. Straight or Miss Straight. At that time, this was strictly a men's bar. There were no women in the bar, as I recall. And but Jose would make these political comments about our rights as homosexuals. And at the end of every concert, he would have everybody in the room stand. And we'd put our arms around each other, and we would sing, "God Save Us Nelly Queens." Now that sounds, I know I get very emotional about this, and it sounds very silly, but if you lived at that time and you were aware of the oppression coming down from the police department and from society, and that there was nowhere to turn, to be able to put your arms around other gay men and be able to stand up and say, "God save us, Nelly Queens." We were really not saying, "God save us, Nelly Queens." We were saying, "We have our rights too," is what we were really saying.
Let us all stand, and for one more time, for what we are.
God save us, Nelly Queens. God save us, Nelly Queens. God save us, Queens. From every mountainside, long may we live or die.
Taking activism to its limit, in 1961, Sari Aran has the first openly gay candidate for public office, predating Harvey Milk's run for city supervisor by 16 years. He came in last in a large slate of candidates, but his 5,600 votes demonstrated that there was a sizable, vocal gay community in San Francisco. In 1965, Jose and various gay bar owners established the Tavern Guild to combat the police harassment, and they sponsored San Francisco's first large public drag ball. Over 500 gay men and lesbians bravely crossed police lines, floodlights, and police photographers to attend the event, at which Jose was named Queen of the Ball, and he soon proclaimed himself Empress of San Francisco. Out of the activities held by the Tavern Guild, Jose developed the bylaws and functions of the Imperial Court of San Francisco. The royal court system that evolved around Jose has been described as kind of a Shriners Club for drag queens, where funny hats are replaced by fabulous gowns, big hair, and flamboyant makeup and titles. From the start, the system began raising money for various gay charities through benefit drag performances. This court system eventually spread over the country to include a chapter in Houston. Today, Jose is still busy with Imperial Court activities, and he had a cameo in the movie Tu Wong Fu. And his biography, The Empress is a Man, was published in 1998. Around 1960, Jose Seria released a very rare drag album called No Camping. You're going to hear him do a little monologue and then his own version of A Good Man is Hard to Find.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, I welcome you on behalf of the working staff of the Black Cat. The most famous bohemian bar in the world. It's always rather exciting to see the various people that do come down to the Black Cat, because you find wolves in sheep's clothing, shall we say. And of course, I always like to welcome the leather jacket girls the queens that work so hard during the week, and then on Friday they shed the Ivy League look and put on those gay leather jackets and those chains, and they run up and down Market Street on their Vespas. I think it's just the end. It's too much. Oh, it's so gay. I like to do a number, and I like to dedicate it to the men in the house, entitled, A Good Man is Hard to Find. A good man is hard to find. You usually get the Nelly kind. And when you think that you've got a he-man, you find him drawing pictures in the walls of the woman's can. Then you hope and then you pray the little monkey be in his gray. Now listen, girls, you take my advice. You kiss him in the morning, you hug him every noon. Well, I think with Alum girls, don't give him a lot of room. Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. I said a good man is hard to find. You usually wind up with the Nelly Los Angeles kind. And when you think that you've got a real he-man, everybody had him last night at the YMCA can. And then you hope and then you pray the little monkey be in his gray. Now listen, girls, you take my advice. You kiss him in the morning, hug him every noon, and don't say no to him, or I will do him soon. Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find.
From the San Francisco drag bars of the 60s, we're going to go back to the New York nightclub scene of 1939 for a song by a singer simply called Spivey. Spivey had a large repertoire of songs, many of them poking fun at the Blasé Café Society of New York, and they loved her for it. She entertained nightly at her own club called Spivey's Roof through the 40s. An author of that era described her as follows. This was Spivey. Her hair was combed and lacquered into a pointed pompadour with a white streak running through it, and she often wore a black dress with shoulder pads and sequined lapels. Spivey was squat and looked like a bulldog. We used to call her the Bulldog Bulldyke. In the 50s, she went on to run nightclubs in Rome, Paris, and London, and worked as a character actress on Broadway, and in such films as The Manchurian Candidate and Requiem for a Heavyweight, and on television's Alfred Hitchcock Presents. She retired in 1967 and died in 1971 at age 64. In the song you're going to hear, please allow for a little surface noise, as it was copied from an old 78. She talks about Oscar Wilde. It's called I Brought Culture to Buffalo in the 90s.
Intimate memories of Buffalo in the 90s. I brought culture to Buffalo in the 90s. When Wilde was there, he visited my home. I showed him all the glories I'd bought so cheap and green, and all the wonders I'd brought home from Rome. He was spellbound at the splendor of my whatnot and the cigar butt Papa got from General Grant. He couldn't tear his eyes from my bay window and the maiden hair beneath the rubber plant. I brought culture to Buffalo in the 90s. The year I took the iron dog off our lawn. In its place I put a Venus in a 90s. And a rather naughty but authentic fawn. I completely reproduced the Versailles Garden, though the Erie claimed they had the right of way. I swore I'd die before a tie was laid to desecrate Versailles. I made Buffalo the place it is today. I was the first to have a Turkish corner, though plenty followed suit, you may be sure. I produced a pageant based on Jackie Horner, and the deficit was given to the poor. I brought culture Buffalo in the 90s. I made the natives conscious of the nude. In my dining room I put boy extracting thorn from foot, and my guests that winter scarcely touched their food. The season that I gave my talks on yoga was one I felt I never could surpass. I had a negligee cut like a toga, and all my candelabra piped for gas. I brought Butcher Buffalo in the night. When Wild was there, he visited my home, filled with all the treasures of the ages, and a nugget Uncle Nate had sent from Nome. I showed him all the house right through the garret, and said, what one thing does it still require? When Oscar looked at me, I could not bear it. A match, he said, madame. A match to set the goddamn place on fire.
Okay, as promised, here's that website address again for this show, where you'll see photos of Jose Saria, Spivey, and all the artists heard tonight. http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. Now we're going to bring things up to date with three queer country songs. First is Jamie Anderson singing Winona, Why Not? It's from her 1993 CD, Bad Hair Day, and it's followed by Jeff Miller singing A Little on the Leather Side, which will be on his upcoming CD. The last will be Doug Stevens and the Outband doing Get While the Gettin's Good. That's from their 1993 CD, Out in the Country.
Kind of style. My taste in music and drove my folks half wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was to find a wife and raise a family. But I like my men hot and I like my music loud. Yeah, I like my men just a little on the leather side. When they wear their chaps too tight, my hands are tied. Too much latex and too much glue gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. 'Cause I like my men just a little on the leather side. Should have seen the look on the faces of my dad and mom the first time I decided I was gonna bring one home. I was in the bathroom shaving. Mom came in and said, "Son, there's a big old queen in your king-size bed." I said, "I know, Mama. Ain't he cool? That's the kind I did. 'Cause I like my men just a little on the leather side. When they wear them chaps too tight and my hands are tied. A set of handcuffs and a joint or two gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. I like my men just a little on the leather side." I like a leather daddy. I like to do what I'm told. I like them hairy and more than 30 years old. They say that tricks are for kids, but I don't agree. I want a daddy who can dominate me. 'Cause I like my men just a little on the leather side. Yeah, I like my men just a little on the leather side. When they wear their chaps too tight, my hands are tied. Too much latex and too much lube gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. 'Cause I like my men just a little on the leather side. Yeah, I like my men and I like them on the leather side. Ooh. Daddy.
Oh,
Once again, that was Jamie Anderson, Jeff Miller, and Doug Stevens. This would be a good time to remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. There have been few events in our recent gay history that have been so moving and have had as much impact as the tragic death of Matthew Shepard. That happened in October of 1998. I'm honoring Matthew in my Spotlight segment tonight by playing some of the songs that he inspired. His death has moved many songwriters to write their own tributes. They were written with a variety of emotions, ranging from anger to questioning the senselessness to promising not to give in to the hatred. I could have filled a whole hour with just the songs in my collection. The first one I'm playing is from this year by a new group called Stained Glass, with vocals by Stephen Carey. From the album Family Values, it's called Matthew 21:22, and it's followed by a song not yet commercially released. It's from the MP3 website of Greg Klima, and it's called Human Like You.
the same streets, breathe the same air. As far as you're concerned, the similarities stop right there. But oh, who are you to go and tell me what's right? Believe it or not, I like my life. It's so hard to face, but I'm afraid it's true. Like it or not, I'm human like you. Like it or not, I'm human like you. You preach at me the teachings of the Lord above. Then you crucify me, hate me for the way I love. But oh, who are you to go and tell me what's right? Believe it or not, I like my life. It's so hard to face, but I'm afraid it's true. Like it or not, I'm human like you. Like it or not, different races to agree. If this is evolution, Lord help us now, 'cause homophobia's no place to find your common ground.
I can't believe it, man. I was like watching the news the other day, and it's like, oh my god, it's just like they took this kid and they beat his head in, and then they just pounded.
Looking like a scarecrow, slowly dying, it doesn't make any sense.
And just like left him there hanging on the fence like he's nothing, but just like, you know, he's laying there.
We walk the same streets, breathe the same air.
I just don't get what's in some people's heads sometimes. I don't know what they're thinking, I don't know what they're believing, I don't know how they can.
But it's our differences that define us, and they'll always be there. Get used to it. 'Cause oh, who are you to go and say what's right? Believe it or not, I like my life. It's so hard to face, but I'm afraid it's true. Like it or not, I'm human like you. Like it or not, I'm human like you. Like it or
next up is a song by Garen Benfield called What You're Hiding. It was nominated for a Glamma Award last spring in the category of Out Recording. It lost to the song that follows it. That one is the most well-known of the songs about Matthew Shepard. It is called Scarecrow by Melissa Etheridge from her Breakdown album.
When you're excited, they know how to get inside. You find that alarming. You tell them their army of God, Christian soldiers marching. There's no room for you in this house. In this house. hours you're hanging from a fence post out of town. They see all they want to see. You find you're the nightmare, and they target one by one, because families need protection from reality. From reality. Scarecrow, it's not like I know, but I'm close enough to feel my own pain. Matthew, you lived your final hours with the butt of a gun smashing in your brain. They know that they're failing and not in sight of higher ground. Fence themselves in their own pasture. You find it assuring that they might get lost in themselves, but Christian soldiers won't fall easy from our reality. From reality.
Beasts, what the Bible calls them, filthy, amoral, lawless beasts, and they would, if they could, kill every one of us.
Scarecrow, it's not like I know, but I'm close enough to feel my own pain. Matthew, you lived your final hours with the butt of a gun smashing in your brain. With the butt of a gun smashing in your brain.
I want to thank you for listening to Queer Music Heritage. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. For my last song, I'm playing one more tribute song, which alludes to the deaths of Matthew Shepard and others by hate crimes. It's How Many Candles by Mark and Dean from their album Man of My Dreams.
About Matthew, how he'd been beaten, tied to a fence, and left to die in a frozen field like a tortured animal. On that day, I lit a candle and cried, for one of my family has been beaten and died. How many candles will we have to burn? How many lives before our light will be seen? What about the outrage when we learned about a young boy, Adam, pinned to the ground, while bashers carved F-A-G onto his chest, leaving him bruised and bleeding to death. I recoiled with rage and grief. I felt sick in disbelief. On that day, I lit a candle and cried, for one of my family has been beaten and died. How many candles will we have to burn? How many lives before our light will be seen? We are tired. His charred body on the banks of a creek. We were horrified and enraged. Once more we stopped our hurried lives to protest another hate crime and march down another somber street. On that day I lit a candle and screamed, silent with our rage. We are gentle. imagine the power, imagine a people, imagine a rainbow, a proud community. What a great world this will be when the religious wars that plague our world cease and desist. And instead of death, there is life. Instead of death, there is freedom. We are tired of the vigils, tired of the marches, but we are bound together by anger, no longer silent with our rage. We are gentle, loving people, walking to our destiny with pride. We are gay and lesbian people, and we are fighting, fighting for our lives.